Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I pulled it out and it smelt like turtles.
Podcast 97, everybody.
97.
Oh my God.
So close.
I know. And do you know what? We're going to have to do, I've said it before and I'll say it again and again and again and again. We're going to have to do something. Sorry, it's my stomach.
What is that?
It's the dishwasher.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Sorry, oh, yeah. Doing it again. We're going to have to do something special for the 100th podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Even if it's Mary making another pie.
Oh, yes. Let's just let our listeners yes. be sure that that wasn't your imagination. You did hear Mary's voice at the start of the podcast there. She's with us because we're recording on a weekend while she's here.
Hello. Yes, back from the RAF for the weekend. And you just made us the most amazing for our dinner. Cheese and onion pie.
It was delicious. It was absolutely gorgeous. Aww.
Epic. Aww. Epic. But it didn't have anything in there. Normally we have a pie, don't we?
Yes, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
There was nothing.
Well, nothing untoward.
Well.
Oh, hang on.
I've got to take a jumper off. Hang on. You've made me go all hot and sweaty. Just that look says
well,
it all.
You do realise I'm an avid listener of these podcasts.
Yes.
And so I know about your pie.
Yes.
Issues that you have with them.
They weren't issues. They're all
issue. Mm,
they're new pies.
Yeah. Well, I've made one for you all.
What was it?
Well, you're going to have to tell me.
Oh, I see, you've made another one.
I've made a pie.
Oh, I thought you said the one we've just eaten.
No.
I couldn't taste anything wrong with the one we've eaten.
No.
There is a second pie for you all to try for dessert.
Oh, it's a dessert now. Pie.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so it means it's got some.
So, Glenn, you're gonna dive straight into my daughter's pie.
Yes,
oh,
I would say so.
Come on, I did earlier.
I mean, the pie, Mary's pie I had earlier was really tasty.
Oh, for goodness sake, like, stop that right now.
It was kind of dissolving on my tongue.
No,
you know?
Glenn. Yeah.
Did it make your mouth water?
Stop it.
Yes, it did.
Glenn,
very much.
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
What's wrong? I'm talking about Mary's pie.
No, you are not. The look on your face, you've gone bright red. Your little chipmunk cheeks have gone flaring out to the sides. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's you that's got the problem.
What are you talking about? Oh, I've just realised what you meant. I know where your mind is. You've that feeling? That's
disgusting.
Outrageous.
And you know what?
I was being innocent.
She's a children's author, you know.
She's a children's author, you know.
Oh, dear.
Ah, my word, my word. So, here we all are.
My word.
I was thinking...
20-odd years of being with you.
Yeah, I've never heard you say that.
My word.
Well, I was thinking about what to say next, which is, of course, we are in our kitchen. Mm, and if you hear any strange noises... You see, now, we're sitting in the kitchen with the door open to the dining room, and Mary... today went out and went to the pet shop and got the dog food, but she also came back with a treat for Watson.
Whoa.
And it's one of those big chew things.
Rawhide-y thing.
And me and Carl, we weren't with her, so we couldn't warn her. And then all I saw was this little bulldog running excitedly through the garden with this massive chew.
Yeah.
Anyway, We've just opened the door. You were here when it happened.
Yes.
And we've just seen a sight that looks like, well, a painter and decorator's radio. Radio is just all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just splashes of vomit everywhere.
I'm sorry.
At least she says it's what Watson did.
Yeah, so she could have been rubbing herself on the carpet.
Yeah.
Stop it now.
Oh, just saying.
For goodness sake.
You girls do weird things.
Yes, you do.
We don't rub ourselves on the carpet.
Oh, come on. You tell me you not rubbed yourself on the side of a bath.
No, darling.
Showerhead?
No.
Okay.
an old cuddly toy you used to have? Scooby-Doo, maybe?
No, okay. Nothing like that, I'm afraid.
Space hopper?
Now you're talking. Oh, those handles. Ooh, one at the front, one at the back. Oh, I bounced so high.
I was going to get another one of these. Now, let's officially open the podcast, so I think.
Yes.
I know,
oh, gosh,
I know
yes,
we discussed getting our mouths around Mary's pie for tea, but...
Oh, God.
Would you like some crisps?
Oh, go on.
I got some nice crisps this time.
They better be better than the last couple of weeks, let me tell you, because they were a bit shy.
Look, I took your constructive criticism on board.
Yes, please.
Completely ignored it.
Please don't tell me you got the same one.
No, I didn't, actually. I'm pulling your leg.
What did
I got you some giant Watsits.
Oh, yes! I love you, Glenn! Oh!
Open up those bad boys.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
There we go.
Oh,
the packet is officially open.
Orange dust.
Come on now, everybody. It has to have a giant Watsit. And then the remainder of the Watsit that you haven't eaten sits in your teeth.
Mm.
Talking of size.
Excellent segue.
Yes, I'm very upset. Really, really angry.
How so?
I want to talk to Smith's Crisps.
Oh.
Now, if there's anybody listening that knows how we can talk to Smith's Crisps, then please let me know. I was a huge fan of Frazzles.
Oh, yeah.
Massive, massive fan of Frazzles. Small packet, but inside the crisps were quite large. You know, three sort of little waves of this brown and lovely.
Full of flavour.
Flavour's still the same.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made them really tiny now.
No.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. I am so... At first I thought I've got a bad batch here, but no, I had some more.
Same again.
You're probably going to be blaming Brexit for that.
Mm. Yeah. That's my... God, we've even had cheese pie and I can't help eating these.
Whereas Watsits have got bigger with giant Watsits there.
They have, but even the giant Watsits...
They're not quite as big as you think they should be.
Not as big as they were when they first came out.
They're about normal size Watsits.
They're getting there.
I think that's ordinary Watsits in a giant bag.
Yeah.
I think that's what they've done.
Look at the size of them, though. Yeah. They've brought them right down.
Yeah.
They've made them longer and thinner.
And that's not what we want to be, is it, ladies?
No. I don't like long and thin. I like wide.
You need chode, don't you?
I need chode.
No. Walker's chode.
Walker's chode. Smith's chode. That's what we need, a new crisp brand.
Satisfy your wife.
With the cheesy chode.
Oh, it's so gross. Anyway, I've got a little bit of wine. Mary's got a little bit of wine. Chin chin. There we go. You've got a cup of tea.
I've got a nice cup of
driving.
Tea. Thank you very much indeed.
Mr. Beast, you've got some water.
Yeah,
because he's not driving or drinking or doing anything.
I'm sensible.
You are.
And,
what have we got for pudding?
Yes. Got to ask you two ladies.
Oh.
Ladies first, always. Would you like a finger?
Oh, I always want a finger from you, Glenn.
Well.
Pass it to...
There we go. What are these?
Win a world...
No, never mind the promotion on the front.
Oh,
it's the actual
it?
Packet of
They're
them.
They're just fingers.
Right, but what are they?
I don't know, I can't see.
Oh, I thought they were white.
Yeah! Right, looking at them, they're normal fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Bless him. Bless him.
With the big smile on his face, thinking they were white fingers.
It's that branding at the top. It's
do you know, that's a real bugger, that is. That's misleading.
Yeah, the fingers on the colour of the packet.
Do you know what, Glenn, I love
chocolate.
You for trying to get the white ones.
I've got some white chocolate fingers.
I love it over the dark.
Still
the dark.
Well, it's not dark, it's milk chocolate.
It's milk chocolate.
So here you go.
Can I just say, upstairs, I have got the best fingers ever.
Well, why are they upstairs?
Well, because there's only a few left, and I'm being greedy.
Look at your face!
No, you can't have them.
At least describe them.
B&M Bargains, that's a different story I'll tell you later.
We went into B&M
Bargains. They're Bailey's chocolate fingers. I've told you about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. As well as tasting gorgeous, you actually get a little bit tipsy at the end of a box.
Nice.
Mm. I've been tipsy at the end of your box before.
Mum's face.
For Christ's sake.
Having Mary here, it's like an audio description, isn't it?
Mm, it is.
It's like Carl says something, Yvette reacts, listeners can't see what your face looks like, and Mary goes, Mum's face.
Well, listeners, right now, we can see my mother is staring at me, questionably.
Mm, smack you in a minute, shut up.
Shall we ask, how was your day?
How was your day, Glenneth? You start
how
first.
How was first your day?
Well, this week I've been mostly getting over our really bad stinking cold.
I didn't know that. You didn't say that when we came in.
Well, I was saving it for the podcast.
How are you, Glenn?
I did a COVID test. Negative, by the way. But you might hear I've got a bit of a crackly throat and voice going on. If I've not been working, I've been in bed. So that's been my day and my week overall, really.
The only person you had for company was Vix.
Yeah, yes. And very good she was, too, on my chest.
Oh, no. Do you rub it on your feet?
Yes.
Very good.
It's
put those
great.
Socks on.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Don't put it on your balls. Really bad.
Oh, damn. I was going to give that a go next week.
I knew somebody. We both knew somebody that did that. It wasn't Vix. What was it?
It was,
Deep heat.
Who would put that on their ball sack?
Well, when we say to you, we'll say the name, blank it out now.
Okay.
It was...
Right, wasn't it?
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
There you go.
Wow. The weird thing was we were going, but do you know what? I left it on there because it was really nice.
Tingly feeling.
Oh, my God. He'd probably get somebody standing with stilettos on.
Don't let's go there.
No.
Don't let's go there.
Wouldn't
anyway,
surprise me.
So that was just, so you've been poorly.
So I've been a bit poorly sick, yeah. I'm feeling sorry for myself, but at the same time, I've not mentioned it to anyone because I don't want to be one of those blokes who says, you know, oh, you're moaning because you're a bloke and you can't do
being ill. I hate that. Do you know that? Let me speak for women.
Go for it.
It really pissed me off. I hate the words man cave, man flu, and oh, men don't know what pain is. Fuck off. Yes, they do. It really winds me up the wrong way. Yes, they do. Lots of men know exactly what pain's like. I mean, try telling that to some of the spirits that come through from World War One, where they died in the bloody trenches. Lots of men know what pain is like. A man cave? Why not? Women cave? Man cave? But stop it. It makes it sound like they're sort of like, I'm going up to my man cave.
It's derogatory.
I think so. And I think I'm all for equal rights and I'm all for everybody being the same. But you see... If men said that about women, women would get really upset about it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think it's a real shame, and I think we should stop this, and I think we should just stop it altogether. That's me on my high note.
I like that high note. I'm with you, sister.
Yeah. So let's stop saying man flu. Let's stop saying man cave. Let's stop saying all these
derogatory terms. Yes. That's what they are, aren't they?
Definitely.
Yeah. I was ill and I felt like shit, so there we are.
I feel very sorry for
you. Thank you very much indeed.
There we are. How was your day, Mr. Beattie?
Oh, I had a good day.
Did you?
Yeah, well, actually... I had a good day. I did something today that has not happened for many years, and I'm pretty sure I'm probably the only person in the country it's happened to. Certainly in the past 2 or 3 years.
An orgasm?
I have been on my own, so normally that would be the case.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mary's face.
Mary's face.
Go on, I can't think.
I can't even think. I went in...
Who?
To the...
Oh, God.
I went in to the doctor.
Oh, right, okay.
The doctor's surgery, and made an appointment to see a doctor.
Woo! Yeah, that's incredible. I think there's an applause on here.
When you think, I went in there thinking it was going to be, oh no, you have to speak to you 3 times on the phone, then you have to go outside, spin around 3 times, spit over your left shoulder, come back in and then do a Zoom video call and then come in eventually 3 years later when you're better. I actually got it and my appointment was literally only just over a week later.
Do you know, we came home like Peter Pan.
Yeah, no shadow.
It was flying everywhere, singing songs.
That's great. And most importantly, in fact, you were in surgery. Were the reception staff nice to you?
Funnily enough, no. Because I went in there twice. The first lady, yes, she was. She was really nice. Couldn't be more helpful. In fact, she was doing her job, being just nice as people do.
Yeah.
I went back in there again to get your appointment sorted. And the lady behind the counter there was... I don't know. It was like I may have reminded her of a serial killer that wiped out her family. Oh, you were just rude. Didn't want to be there. Not happy. And I'm always cheerful. I went,
you are.
Hey, how are you? How's your day been? Can I help you?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. If you had a busy day, what do you need?
Wow.
And I did that. And I just think, for fuck's sake, you know, I do want to get a T-shirt made. As a customer, I will not accept
abuse
from you
staff, yeah.
as my client, the person I'm helping send your kids to college by my patronage of your place. Same with the doctor surgeries. Mm. You know, us going in there pays all their salaries.
Yeah, it does.
There you go.
Yeah, makes sense. I can't believe it's a little rude, though. And it's everywhere I've been to in a doctor's surgery, I've never known them to be polite or nice or anything.
I just find it a strange thing. If you may not want to be at work that day. I've been at work many, many times in the past with the amount of jobs I've had. And I've hated being there. But no one would have known.
No.
Because my job was to be, you know, when you go to work, you leave your shit at home. And you go and pick it up when you leave.
Yeah.
You're there at work. Be nice, be good, because...
Yeah. I mean, it's like now, no one would know that I'm really pissed off. I want to be here. Anyway.
How was your day?
Let me tell you.
You've been chomping at the bit for
this. Oh, my God. Right. B&M Bargains. You suck ass!
No! You were banging on about their bloody fingers the minute ago!
It's my turn to talk! Shut up! Now, let me tell you, wow. I'm on a roll here. Let me tell you, I had the most horrific experience in B&M Bargains. Now, me and Mary went in, I was very, very excited to go in there, as I normally am.
Did you meet some...
Shut up! Let me say what I want to say. Let me get it...
Go on.
Get it off my chest. And it's a rather hairy big chest, so let me get it off there. So, there we are with a basket going round doing the do. Mary and a friend are coming over for the weekend, so I think, oh, they like rosé. I'll get two bottles of rosé. I'll have a bottle, but because there's three of us, you normally like a couple of glasses, don't you? Each.
Bottles.
Bottle. No, just glasses. Going round getting bits and pieces. Get to the till. Now, there's only two tills open. Massive queues, weren't there, Mary? Mm-hmm. Mary stood behind me. She's got her own separate shopping. She stood behind me, or next to me. Go up to the till. Lovely chap there. Very, very nice. Doing the thing. And he gets to the two bottles of wine. And he says, ooh, he says, you're having a party, love, are you? Ooh, you're going to enjoy yourself tonight. And I said, ooh. I said, they're not all for me. I said, one's for me and one's for my daughter. Has she got any ID? I said, sorry? He said, has she got any ID? I said, and you went, I've only got my military card on me. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I can't give you the bottle of wine because she hasn't got any ID.
Yes, he can.
Right?
Absolutely.
Wait, so then, right, so then he says, I'm ever so sorry, takes both the bottles of wine off me. You should have seen
That's
me.
A brave idiot, isn't it?
I went fecking ballistic. The first thing that came out of my mouth was, I'll lean back. I'm a 54-year-old woman! I said, if I want to buy wine, I'm having wine! I said, for God's sake! I said, you didn't look bloody 15, did she? I'm 54! This is ridiculous!
But she had a military car, for fuck's sake.
Oh, honest to God, I was, and wasn't I? Anyway, he said, I'm really sorry, he said, but that's just the law.
No, it isn't. He's wrong.
Oh, my God.
He's a tiny penised prick.
But I'll tell you,
that's the problem. I so desperately wanted to go over there.
I'm angry about it.
I know.
I was incensed when you were telling me about it. And I wanted to go back in there and say, which one is it? Because I want to buy two. And I want to say, please try and take these off of me because I will have you fired, you tiny penis little prick.
He's
a perfect example of give a fucking no oak piece of crap, a tiny little man with nothing, a little bit of power, then suddenly becomes a fucking god.
But do you know what? There were so, weren't there, Mary? There were so many people.
Loads.
And I was very conscious that everybody was listening and everybody was watching. Mm. And I was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And all I could do was go, okay. And I actually said, I'm not blaming you. I said, but this is, he said, well, it's the law.
Because
I didn't know the law, I couldn't argue. So I just left it. We came out and I'm physically shaking. Mm. I am physically shaking. And then started to cry in the car. Because I was so angry. I wasn't upset. I was livid. I was so angry that somebody could do that in front of all those people.
To a grown-ass
woman.
Mm. He's a bully. That's it. The man is a bully.
He took my wine away.
You both. This is what I find is strange. This just shows what a dick he is. Is that you both went over to Waitrose.
Oh, yes.
Got exactly the same stuff. Said exactly the same thing. And fine.
Yes.
And you actually said, can he do it? He went, he can't. He's actually wrong. You know, he cannot do that.
I don't know.
And I was about to add to why he's wrong, because you were the one making the purchase.
I said that to him.
Even if Mary was a minor, you could still be so, because you were the one having the purchase. It's illegal to sell alcohol to minors. It's not illegal for minors to drink anyway. You can drink under supervision in pubs. Right. You can drink at home if you like. Yeah. So, how it's just the actual selling of alcohol to minors you can't do. But he was selling to you, not to Mary, even if she isn't a minor.
What does Danelle, when you go to B&M Bargains, do you have to go and prove you don't have any fucking kids before you can buy any alcohol?
According to that idiot,
I haven't got any kids.
Hello, B&M Bargains, please. Or does anybody know anybody at B&M Bargains? Because I'd love to talk to somebody. We'd love to get them on the phone and just say, can you explain this to us? And by the way, I'd like me bottles of wine back, please.
Yes.
Do you know what? I will never, ever go in and buy cheap pot noodles from B&M Bargains ever again. They fucked that.
I love that.
Yeah, that'll fucking teach them.
It's one of my favourite shops. It's very rare I go into a shop and get very excited.
Yeah.
But I got Big Ben's on the strike.
Oh, so you
just finished.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm happy for you.
That was my day.
That was stupidity on that part.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Well, that member of staff's anyway.
But fancy...
Maybe you should have called for the manager. I would like to see the manager.
You should have rung me. I would have spoken to him.
Oh, do you know, but it was the queues and everybody was looking and I was
just
like,
yeah, but the queues, they'll start turning against him because he's being a cop.
No, and they wouldn't.
No, everyone in that queue would have gone, mate, you're being a dick. You know you're wrong. Get the manager down here, sort it out. Or they might even do what some other greengrocers do.
Greengrocers, that's a blast from the past.
I like that.
You're looking at you going, what's that?
And actually open up another till.
Oh, yes, maybe. They could have done that, couldn't they? Anyway, we've gone on long enough about B&M Bargains stealing my wine.
If there's any tabloid journalists listening, they're going to have a great story here, aren't they?
Oh, my
please,
God.
On Twitter, can we B&M Bargains stole my wine hashtag?
Oh, God. We should do it now. Mary, get the phone. Let's do it.
I don't know where it is.
Wait until this comes out.
Oh, yes. Wait till this comes out and then B&M Bargains stole my wine. That's a good one. Anyway, so Mary.
Hello.
How is your day?
Lean in.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, well... We've had... Yesterday was a bit of a fraught day for both me and Ma, because we went to B&M Bargains and then I decided...
What happened at B&M Bargains?
But after this, we decided that I was going to go get fish and chips for the three of us, which was me, my Ma, and my girlfriend, Ali, who was also here. And anyway, I go into the chip shop. The man behind the thing took 15 minutes... to get the chips to put into the deep fat fryer. Mars waiting in the car, just waiting there. So 15 minutes have already gone by before the line has moved. There's around 15 people in this queue. I'm next. I hear the woman go, next please. And a man who had only just walked through the door, not even joined the queue, decided to just go and hop in front of me.
Oh my God.
Whilst I was walking to the woman next in queue because I fucking waited in the line. And then after this, she looks at me and she goes, sorry, love, you weren't next, he was.
Wow.
And I went, no, I was next in line. And the woman behind me, she was a mum with a child, she went, excuse me, no, this woman was in front of me, she was next. Woman behind the counter, no, she wasn't. It was this man, it was this gentleman, wasn't it?
What?
Looking at me going, no, I was next. After a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing that maybe lasted maybe 2-3 minutes... I decided that I was in a public place, so he wasn't going to murder me. But I turned around, looked him in the eye and said, if you want to act like an alpha male in a fish and chip shop, you go ahead, because I really don't care enough to do that. And I stepped back and he was not happy. So he just went, mumbled off and joined the back of the queue. Or everybody giving him kind of disgusted looks of queue hopper, skipper.
What a prick. Where is fucking... courtesy gone? Where blokes? You go in, and if you do, even if you're wrong, the person is wrong, even if you're at the front of a queue and someone says, oh, sorry, I was next, where did it stop for men to go, oh, absolutely not a problem?
Yeah.
What the fuck? These tiny pricked human beings, they got fuck all in their lives and they have to try and bully their way against certainly women. You think, fuck off. I would love you to use your military power, clenched your fist, and actually reached through his front teeth down the back of his throat and knocked him clean out.
To be fair, he was around two heads taller than me and built like a brick shit house. So to be fair.
And you know, she was in there for such a long time, I actually thought that there'd been, you know, somebody had gone in and was holding them hostage. And I kept thinking, people are coming out, so they can't be held hostage.
That's true. Yeah.
But then also,
ship hostage.
A bit of a different story. But I played a prank on my mother.
Did you really?
I've been seeing this trend online, which is where kids usually message their mum and say that their friend, their whoever, is making food for them. And would they like to buy, because it's for charity, it's nothing, you know, they're not chefs, they're just doing it from the kindness of their hearts. But the pictures are of really shit dishes, right. Like horrendous food.
A bit like the cheese and onion pie we had.
So this is yesterday morning, I'm relaxing in bed, and I get a text message.
It was actually yesterday afternoon.
A voice
relaxing
message.
In bed.
What did you say? What did you say?
Nothing.
This is all through
Stop
voice message.
Leaning on the chair.
Just to let you know. So here we go.
Go on.
My messages aren't working. Well, basically, Laura's Amdram people are doing this like charity thing, whatever, and Laura's mum has gotten involved with it. And she's basically selling like just a few tiny little meals for like 3-4 quid. And she was wondering if we want any. She does like cakes and stuff, but I'll send you the meals first. It's only like 2-3 dishes, but it's all going to charity. I think it's to get the church roof done up, so. Yeah, I don't know, but let me know what you think. So, obviously, like, I know that, you know, there's chicken in it, but Tracy said that we could have it without the chicken. But, yeah, the first one, I think, is chicken, bacon and chips. And the second one, I think, is just rice and carrots and chicken on the side. But she said that she could take the chicken off. We'd still have to pay the 4 quid, but it is going to charity, so, yeah. Can you respond?
Then we have...
So these two are the cakes. Obviously, Tracy puts on so that she's not actually like a proper decorator. It's just for fun. But the first one's meant to be Elsa. And the second one's meant to be a hedgehog.
It's meant to be what?
So these ones are slightly priced different, apparently. These are £5 a slice.
For fuck's sake, Mary, seriously, I don't want any fucking food and shitty cakes. We'll give her fucking, I don't know, 20 quid to a charity rather than fucking waste food. What a load of shite. Bless.
Bless. You're so mean. That is so mean. Yeah, but we can't just say that your food looks shit. Let's just give you some money instead. That's horrible. So what do you want to have? You ha- like, as in, I want to order it now. Do you want carrot rice?
Just don't want anything. It's fucking disgusting. Honestly, it looks like it's been shat out of a tramp's asshole. No, we'll think of something, but I don't want that food. And I think your dad will agree. Fuck off. You can't force us. It looks like sick. You get some then. But me and your dad, we don't want food. We'll give them money. Just say that, you know, I can't eat food from, you know, I just can't. No, fuck off.
My mistake. No, I do have the picture of the shepherd's pie. One sec. Even if we just gave it to Watson, Ma.
Okay, just order a shitty shepherd's fucking pie then. And Watson can have it. Okay.
She's also done a tuna salad. There's not a lot of that. But I know you like your tuna.
What the fuck is that? That you just sent me a picture? You're having a laugh, aren't you? This is got to be
That's disgusting.
Such a joke. Can you believe that people are... They're actually sending pictures of people's vomit? Jesus.
You sure you don't want the tuna?
You're having a laugh, aren't you, Mary? Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm dying.
Promise, I'm not having a laugh. I'm genuinely... It does not...
that look like vomit? That's so mean. Such a nice thing. Don't be mean. Like, she's trying her hardest. She said, don't let them know that I'm not a baker or a chef, but I'm just trying to make sure that the church looks nice.
Too right, she's not a baker or a chef.
I was thinking that.
I'm dying.
Then I sent another picture of some avocado and egg.
Ooh, right. Doesn't look like it.
Jesus, as I've said, just choose one dish. We'll have the shepherd's pie. That's it. Enough now. Stop. I'm dying. Please don't. The last one just looks like a cold cup of sick.
If, like... Okay, last one. Before you just tell me, do you definitely not want the avocado and egg? Because I think Tracy's made that specifically for you. And I think she's going to make a veggie one anyway. So I think we've at least got to get two.
What the fuck is all of that shit that is on these messages? It looks like that food has already gone through the lower tract of a fucking dinosaur. The last thing, it actually looks like it's halfway through somebody's eaten it. If she wants to fucking help the church out, tell her to start making fucking tiles to stick on the roof rather than trying to make fucking food. Fuck me, it's the... Please, for all that is holy, tell her to stop.
That is honestly, I'm actually shocked. Like, I actually thought you'd both kind of go, oh, that's nice for the church. I kind of jump on it a little bit. Oh, that honestly, you're both mean. You're both so evil. Are you sure? She could probably add some corn pieces into the avocado and egg thing, you know, and put some, like, corn bits and bobs where's needed.
It's not the fact that it's meat and not corn. It looks like sick. It looks like something has eaten it already, thrown it up because it didn't like it. Adding corn is not going to change that. Adding corn is not going to change the fact that it looks like it's fucking horrible. It actually looks like halfway through somebody's eaten it and even they couldn't finish it. Please, just stop. No. No.
And that was the end of my prank.
It was a good prank.
Yeah.
Because it seems you were fished in hook, line and sinker.
I certainly was. And as I'm lying in bed, every time she did the, left a voice message, I'm going, oh, for Christ's sake, what now? And I'm like, I don't want any. What's wrong with her? And on and on. It did not stop.
I think the pivotal moment was,
you can't force us.
That's why I had to ask you who that was.
Oh, my God. Wait, so there you go. You've heard it here first from Mary. So the prank is, what do you do, Mary?
You go onto Google... And you go and you put in something that's rubbish food. Don't put shit food, because then it comes up with loads of poo porn or whatever. Yeah. So just put in, like, rubbish school dinners, rubbish home-cooked meals, that kind of
Mary's
stuff.
Mary's cheese and onion pie.
Not it! I'm going to smack you in a minute. Save those pictures. Save around 5 or 6 of them. And then you have to sound very serious. You have to send a voice note to whoever your loved one.
But you have to explain about how it's broken.
And you have to say... My messages are broken, I'm not receiving any, you have to reply with a voice note. So, yeah, just let me know what you think.
That's great, I like that a lot. And what is interesting, I think, is the fact that those pictures, for our listeners' benefit, are going to be on our Instagram page.
Yes.
By the end of the Thursday, this podcast goes out.
Yes, so you can have a look there, yeah. Yes. There you go. So what a treat that was. Thanks, Mary.
No problem.
Little bugger.
Thank God it wasn't real food that was being brought back.
I know. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable scenes. I know. Never got around to eating any of that.
No,
Shall we get to Correspondence Corner?
Let's do that.
Let's get Reg out.
Correspondence Corner. The fielding and the hunt. Send us your emails. Don't be a
current.
Current.
Yeah.
I said the word then. I didn't. It just came out. Just popped.
Did you know? I didn't even notice.
Well, that's good. Oh my God.
It's like normal
never say
such
a word.
I don't say that because I'm.
Children's author, you know.
Now then, have you got your reading giggles on?
I have.
That's these excellent. Blue I couldn't say I've not got my glasses on.
You just. Why won't you let me have it? This is a long one. Right.
She's a children's author, you know.
Oh, my God. Right, who's this from? Oh, it's from Tracy Higgins from Walthamstow.
Hello, Tracy Higgins.
Mary's just dying in the corner. Hello, you fantastically mad, completely bonkers lot. The last time I sent you an email, it was about my sex clock. No, I haven't got the clock yet, but I do still plan to. Can't remember what that was.
It's the sex positions on a clock around the dial, if you remember.
See, I would have guessed that you'd remember such such things.
Of course I wouldn't.
I had to write in again. One, to say a very happy belated birthday to lovely Yvette. Two, to thank you. Two, to say, like Yvette, I also struggle with severe back pain. Mine began after I had my kids. It was put down to the pressure of carrying the kids as I had them all very close together. I've got 6 children in total.
Ooh, and no television.
And they'll always be known as my brat pack. Three to the main reason why I'm emailing you again, and that was to shout out, Yvette, you are bloody brilliant. Oh, my God. 29th of September, your book came out. I got my eagerly awaited copy downloaded on Audible, and my book is being delivered tomorrow. Well, I began the story and couldn't stop. I finished the whole book. Fantastic. I love the first book, but this one goes beyond. Oh, my God. Or OMG, as the trend people say. The ending had me in tears. I'm going to go and listen to it again. Keep up the bloody great work. Carl, you should be so proud of your talented missus. Keep
I
doing...
am very, very talented, my proud missus.
You are a very talented man. Keep doing all that you do. You brighten up my darkest days. You make me laugh when I'm struggling to get through the day, and you make me cry with laughter. You are my extended mad family. Love to you all, and I hope to get to meet you all one day, as that would be one of my dreams come true. Best wishes, Tracy. P.S. Could I get a shout out around November time, please, as it's my 50th birthday on the 14th. I know it's an early request, but if you don't ask, you don't get.
Happy birthday on the 14th.
On the 14th. Happy birthday. And you know what? Tracy.
I am happy birthday, darling. Yvette's book is absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's very, very sweet.
I've read it. I've listened to it when you were writing it, when you were reading it. I've read the book, and I've listened to the book tape, the audio tape. And isn't it weird, no matter you read it, then you listen to somebody else reading it to you, and you get other things that you didn't pick up on the first time. It is an absolute triumph.
Well, that's very sweet. I feel very embarrassed. Yes.
No, you shouldn't be.
Well, I didn't know I was reading that about myself. I would have let you read it.
Well, I just read them, print them off in the order.
I know. I was like, oh, my God, I'm reading this. It's so embarrassing.
Would you like to read the next one, then?
No, I'll read
the next one, then. This comes from Lottie Dolman, who says, hello, thoroughly nice bunch of book crackers. I was working today, complaints handler, very, very exciting, I'll have you know, not. And I came across a customer called Funny and Hard Dicker. Ooh, you've changed your name.
Is that a company name?
It must be.
Funny and Hard Dicker.
It got me thinking, it's just one letter away from both the female and male dingly dangly regions.
Well, yeah.
Also, just wanted to say how side-splittingly funny your wonderful uplifting podcast is. Long may it continue. I'm a hardcore Most Haunted fan for many years, a solid Thursday listener to your podcast on my chilly autumnal village walk, smiling away for all to see like a nutter, an avid Paranormal Activity listener as well.
Oh, lovely.
And looking forward to hearing your eagerly anticipated Halloween live this coming Halloween.
What's that?
Would you like to do a quick plug?
Go on, plug away, Mr.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, yes. There's three of us around this table that are going to be together with the rest of the team on Halloween night. At a location in Northampton for a 3-hour live show. Well, we hope it's going to be 3 hours, depending on technology.
Yes, hopefully we'll stay on air.
And the roof not caving in. Mm. So join us. It'll be on the Most Haunted official YouTube channel.
From 9 o'clock?
From 9 o'clock, which is just, you know, we've just reached over 100,000 subscribers.
Amazing.
How amazing is that?
And that's every single one of you guys out there who have subscribed and watched. But I hope you enjoy it. We're going to do our best to give you the scariest Halloween we possibly can.
It's Halloween and you're getting something free.
You should be getting a plaque. A YouTube subscriber plaque.
Really?
Okay, you get a little plaque that says you've gotten 100,000 subscribers. Well done.
That'd be lovely. Somebody to put in toilet. Put in toilet with the rest of the awards.
This email goes on, by the way.
Oh, right.
Please, could you wish a happy belated birthday to my wonderful mum? Doesn't say her name, by the way, but happy birthday to Lottie Dolman's mum.
Happy birthday, Lottie Dolman's mum.
Oh, and at the end, PS, genuine typo, sorry. I meant to open with... Hello, you nutcrackers, but butt crackers is much funnier.
I've never heard that phrase before.
No, it was a mistake, but
it's
I like
quite
it.
Good, Dan. Another long one. Elaine Turner. Hello to you all. I always love listening to your podcast. I always listen to your podcast, although I've learned my lesson to never listen to them again in public. Stop leaning on that chair.
I can't get away with anything.
As I made that mistake when I went on a bike ride with my earphones on and couldn't stop laughing laughing as I rode. Being watched as though I had something wrong with me by people as they passed me whilst I'm writing this email. I'm drinking a nice... Oh, sorry, that's a different sentence. I thought she was still on a bike drinking a glass of wine. It is, if you read it, being watched as though I had something wrong with me by people as they passed me while I'm writing this email. I'm drinking a nice glass of wine.
Yeah, punctuation's yeah, useful,
I took
it?
My lead from the beautiful Yvette, bless you. Now, the reason for my email is to offer my services to our beautiful Yvette and to be allowed to come along to your podcast to be the one to offer her some female support. Oh. Yes. To stop Glon and Clock.
Sorry, sir.
Glon and Clock. To stop Glon and Clock from being mean to Yvette about her moustache. Why did you bring that up now?
We haven't brought it up.
You no, have... not you.
Oh, her.
Elaine.
Yes.
Ma. By the way, you've got some soup on it.
You don't have a moustache. I'm here for you,
get abuse every time.
He was always laughing.
I gave it a trim yesterday.
You don't have one.
The edge clippers.
Anyway.
Mum's face.
Oh, God.
That's so mean.
Oh. That's really mean. Stop it. Well, don't drink that. You'll dye it red.
Just when we'd stop laughing.
Oh, dear.
Stop Carl and Glenn from being mean to Yvette about her moustache, which she doesn't have. I will bring my two cocks with me, which, by the way, is only for myself and Yvette. Anytime you need the support of my company, while the beautiful Mary is always feel free to give me a shout, I will be there in a flash.
Oh, gotcha.
I will put them two in their place, oh, Carl ooh, and Glenn.
All right, then.
I'm getting a bit
turned girl on. Power. Love to you all to bits. And please, please, please keep up the good work with these podcasts. I nearly went German then. Keep up the good work with your podcast.
If you don't, you'll be punished.
Yes, by the way, nothing to do with your podcast, but been doing my own ghost hunts up in Cannock Chase. Ooh. I've been up to so much action ooh up there too, which I'd love to share. Sending big hugs to you all. Goodbye to the four hairy knees and goodbye to the fabulous Yvette. Four hairy knees, there you go. Elaine Turner, there you are.
Well, Cannock Chase, great place. Mm. Lots of ghost sightings there.
Yes, like Cannock, it a lot.
Lots of murders as well.
Black-eyed children.
Oh, really? What song did they have in the charts?
Do you know what? A great name for a band.
It is, isn't it?
Ooh.
Oh, all we need now is a band. We need five talentless fuckwits.
No, what we need...
And a load, and just someone who's got a shitload of cash,
yes,
just to force us into yes their people's earlobes, yes, and we can make a fortune.
We can make a fortune. Mm. Black-eyed children, let's not black-eyed peas. Black-eyed children.
Black-eyed children.
Right. Now we've got an email here, folks, from Victoria Scott from Jarrow, Tyne and Wear. I'm doing the wrong accent.
I'm just going to say,
yeah, Vicky Scott.
I didn't realise.
She's lovely.
Ah, yes, she is. It says, "Well, looks like I may have gone and started something with the Neil Diamond reference a few weeks ago.
Oh, for God's sake! Well,
no, he's been mentioned every
the song?
No."
He's been mentioned every week since. Ha ha, sorry Yvette, she puts in brackets. I do love him though. If there are three performers I'd like to see before I die, it'd be Neil Diamond, Stevie Wonder and Billy Joel. The latter I've just got tickets for. Get in. Anyway, who knew, in capitals, that Carl could sing like that? Wow, what a voice. Seriously, really nice.
Oh yeah.
Go on, do it.
What's the give us a song?
Do Stupid Hello Again that you do in the car and drive me insane.
Hello again. Hello, just called to say hello. Well, I couldn't sleep at all.
Right, cut him off now.
Tonight.
Great.
I'll cut it off now.
It's brilliant.
Wow, it's
there
gone.
You go.
That's amazing.
Forever and
no, enough now. Enough now.
Do you know what?
Had your 5 seconds of start.
Do you know what? I filmed, this is the weirdest thing. I filmed Stevie Wonder once.
Did you?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
was he facing the right way?
Stop it, Glenneth. That's so bad.
We were in Monte Carlo.
As you do.
And we were doing all this to get ready. He was sitting there, his piano was there, and they were getting it all set up. And his sort of aide or whatever it was that was with him said, oh, he likes to have a colour monitor on his piano.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I, so me being a mouthy fucker that I am, I said, so what's he wanting his colour monitor for? He always has a colour monitor on his piano. And then, because it hadn't been arranged beforehand, the guy in charge of the outside broadcast unit said, well, we've only got a black and white monitor. And he said, no, it's got to be colour. So I said, being a mouthy twat, I said, well, just get a black and white one and tell him it's colour. I said, he'll never know. And the guy turned around and goes, but I will.
Ooh.
So why does Stevie Wonder, at that particular point, need a colour monitor in front of him when he's playing the piano and he's not supposed to be able to see?
Well, the thing is, maybe he can see certain shapes, but only with certain colours. Maybe he can. Just
yeah, but not in a monitor. It'd still be, it would be no point.
Right.
He should be concentrating on singing.
And with the lighting on stage and everything, surely that's not going to help.
Is he blind, really?
Who knows? I'm just understanding
that there's another conspiracy theory.
There. We love conspiracy theories.
Maybe there are three or four Stevie Wonders. Because let's face it, he looks good and he's getting on a bit.
Yeah.
He still sings like an angel.
Before this next email, would you like some dessert?
Oh, are we getting the pie out?
Yeah. More pie? Is this a cream pie, Mary?
No, this is the pie that I've made.
Is it deep dish
or podcast? This is Mary's podcast pie.
Podcast pie. Now, I've tried. I don't know how bad or good you wanted it, so go I tried to do a mix of the two. Hang on.
Well, you go get that, and I'll finish off reading this one email that's come in from Victoria here as well. She says, I want to say how thrilled I am that you guys are doing a Most Haunted Live event this year. Halloween wouldn't be the same without a Most Haunted Live. I'll never forget the live at Pendle. And also, one of my favourite memories to date has been when we were at the Botanic Gardens recently, because she was there.
Yes, yeah.
A dream come true. The drive home was a bit scary in that heavy storm that we were all watching. Yeah, do you remember the storm?
Play it now. Sorry, I can't help it.
There we go. But Victoria, thank you so much for the email. It's much appreciated. Keep them coming in. And thanks for reminding us of Carl's excellent podcast.
Oh my God,
point.
What the hell's that?
What the raging fuck is that?
Do you like how brown and chocolatey it looks?
It looks
I'm
like,
a bit worried.
It looks like you've just shattered out.
Wow.
It's like a blancmange.
Hang on. The chocolate is set at the bottom, but it's actually... Has it come out of the fridge?
What is that?
Look, it's runny at the top, but set at the bottom.
Oh, I can see Branson pickles. I can see Branson pickles. There's Branson pickle in that.
Can you also see a little... In fact, no, I'm not going to say any more. You all have to
have
a slice.
There's marshmallows in there.
No. Let's just... I'll tell you what, I'll just get...
Get some mini spoons.
Get some mini spoons.
Burn it.
Right.
Glenn,
go.
After three. One, two, three.
No, Glenn, no. Bigger than that. More than that. Oh, and you.
Yeah,
you've
just done a tiny bit.
You've got a big bit.
Why have you two got teaspoons and I've got a tablespoon?
No, hang on. You all have to get one of these green things on there as well.
That looks like jalapeno. I'm waiting for them to.
Right, go on.
Oh, my word. That's horrible. And it's hot.
Now, you've got to remember our previous podcast pies, which have been unusual ingredients, have tasted brilliant.
Oh, my God.
But that is...
Jesus.
I'm going to gib.
Mary, what
I'm
the
gonna
hell
do,
was
I'm going to do a Robin.
I only did a tiny bit.
That.
Oh.
Oh. Is devil's chocolate cake.
What the hell's that?
Mixed with...
Jalapenos. It's got
jalapeno.
But there's Branston. Let's
Branston pickles.
Yeah.
It's got garlic. It's got garlic cloves. A little bit of mint. And just to top it all off, I did also put, I don't know if you got any, but there was a few corn pieces in there.
Oh, it's corn pieces. Yeah, I thought you thought that out properly.
It was.
There's a nutty flavour.
I thought it was like a cookie dough.
I thought you put a crouton in it.
No, there you go. How was that for a podcast pie?
Well, all I can say, Mary,
that's
is please
disgusting.
Never do that again.
Absolutely vile.
We've tasted better.
Yes.
We have.
Absolutely. Oh,
I've tasted some vile pie in my time.
Poor Mars. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mars face.
Couple of emails here. Couple of emails here for you from there's one at the top and very brief, and another one at the bottom.
Oh, another one. There's two here. Okay, so the first email comes from John Starr in the USA. Asks, any more Upton Crack Abbey? Yes.
Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while. There will be. It's only because, I don't know if you know this, John, but I'm a children's author, you know.
She's a children's author, you know.
And as soon as I finish my third book in the Ghost Hunter Chronicles, big plug there, I'm going to now crack on with Upton Crack Abbey, I think. Because, of course, I think it's very important to continue that, and I'm looking forward to getting on down to it, but I've just got to finish my third book first.
Anyway, that's because Lady also, Hum is waiting ever so patiently.
Yeah, but also Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tuffley. I missed those two.
I know, but yes, they've been... I'm frightened, actually, thinking what the hell have they been up to in their absence?
What haven't they been up what to should be the question.
Exactly. Haven't they been up anyway, to? Hi, gang. It's me again, Lisa Harvey, the tube driver. Oh! We like Lisa. I've got a bit of cheesy what's-it dangling down from my mustache. I apologise for my error on my previous email.
I'm sorry, you sounded like Molly Sugden there. I've got some cheesy something dropping down from my mustache. Mr. Spooner.
Mrs. Slocum.
Oh, I do apologise for my error on my previous email. I meant to say I'm looking forward to meeting you all on the 18th of March 2023, HMP Shrewsbury. Oh, that's lovely, because I have no idea. Obviously, I'm going on the 18th of March, but marvellous. With regards to Yvette and Glenn recording an announcement that I can play on my train, please feel free and I will accommodate. Obviously, Carl won't be able to use his mind the fucking gap, you twats. Not very PC, lol. Although I must admit, I'd like to say that at times, especially on a Friday or Saturday night, this would be marvellous. There are various announcements. Mind the gap. Stand clear of the doors. This train terminates here. Please remember to take all of your personal belongings with you when you leave the train. Personally, I think this one would suit the Daleks better. Send your announcements to me and I will do my best to play them. And will you record them, Lisa? Oh, oh Christ, I've just caught my glasses in the microphone. Sorry.
Well, you read all of those and yes. I'll send them as individual clips on an email
okay,
back.
Okay, all right.
Well, and then I'll record then the same you, one. Then yes, you can choose
okay,
which one
you exactly. want. Exactly. And Carl, you need yeah, to do Carl them too. Up, yeah. Right. Mind the gap. I think that's rather good. That's
good.
Yeah, I'll do that again because I quite like it.
Quite turn me on, actually.
Mind the gap.
Oh, yeah.
Stand clear of the doors.
Oh.
Stand clear of the doors.
Stop it!
Ready? Shh, quiet. This train terminates here. Please remember to take all of your personal belongings with you when you leave the train.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Glenn.
Okay. Mind the gap. Doing it the northern way.
Yes.
Stand clear of the doors. And she says this last one would suit the Daleks better, so yeah. Here we go.
This train terminates here. Please remember to take all of your personal belongings with you when you leave the train.
I love that. That's the best one.
That was your best one. Go on, Mr. B. Oh, you have a go.
Yeah.
Thank you, my love.
Why am I need to watch it? This is so bad.
Oh, that's what they're there for.
Mind the gap. Stand clear of the doors. Please.
Now do a, what's it? Sing the other one.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Yeah. You're diamond for the last one.
Stand clear of the doors, please. The train terminates here. Please remember to take all of your personal belongings with you when you leave the train.
Mary? What? I can do a Gollum voice.
Go on.
Do a Gollum voice. Yeah, do it at the top.
Mind the gap, hobbitses. Stand clearance of the doors. This train terminates as is here. Please remember to take all of your personal belongings as with you when you leave the train.
That's great!
Yes, Mary! Brilliant!
I'll tell you what, so you are spoiled for choice there, Lisa. If you manage to use any of those, I'll be stunned.
We love you, Lisa. Keep it going, sweet. And then if you do play them, please. Oh, my God. I would wet myself laughing.
Absolutely.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yvette and Glenn. Now, even better is a competition we like to call What's That Noise?
What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
And for our home and studio audience, here's what noise it is.
Hand gesture.
Carl was miming a hand gesture whilst that sounded.
That was so disgusting.
Was actually miming,
I don't understand
wanking.
No, but you
when
did
that
the
was going on.
This
it was the circular fingers that you ladies like to use.
Oh my god!
Would you like to read out the guesses for What's That Noise?
Oh,
Cindy
yes.
Dealt with the tash.
It's awful. Ma, you don't have a tash.
Yvette's face right now.
Sorry, Glenn. Mum's face.
Keep up.
Hello, Yvette and Glenn. My name is Ruth, and I'm guessing. What are you laughing at?
We're just laughing. It's just a laugh. It's just fun.
Why are you looking at me closely? You're making me freaking conscious now.
You don't have a mustache.
You don't have any cheesy ones.
You do. You keep looking at my top lip. Don't lean on the fucking chair. What's wrong with you? Why do you? This is so rude. Looking at my top lip. I do not have a mustache, and I would want you to stop doing that.
Meanwhile,
shut up. And Mary, you're encouraging my bloody laughing, giggling at the end. That you just said before, don't drink that, it'll go red.
We haven't even mentioned the goatee.
Send that invitation out to Elaine.
Anyway, so I was trying to say, hello, Yvette and Glenn, my name is Ruth, and I'm guessing that the noise sounds... a bit, to me, like some form of a press or printing machine. I am waiting for the wrong. There you go, darling. Sorry about that. Hello again, gorgeous people. You are all having a fabulous week. I think that means to say, I hope you're all having a fabulous week.
Who's it from?
It's from Jennifer Grey. I wonder if it's from the famous Jennifer Grey.
You know, Lady Grey.
Footloose, not Footloose.
Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing, that's it. Never put baby in the corner. I don't think it is, unless she's sort of moved to Nottinghamshire. Anyway, hi Jennifer. I love your steps, love your moves. I'm going to have another guess at What's That Noise. I could be wrong, but here it goes. Is it a spinning top by any chance?
Is it?
No. Oh, sorry, Jennifer Grey. Keep up that
good
wonderful
guess.
Sachet. Hello, what? Hello, you fugging beauties.
Oh,
it's him.
Who?
Oh, just wait.
Is it Ben Weston?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
no, way up now. Right, straight in. Mystery noise. Is someone drawing circles with a pen? Oh, my love, and thank you very much. Big balls, Ben Weston. We love
somebody
Ben.
Drawing circles with a
That's
pen.
A really good guess, but unfortunately, it's. Right. Now, you see, the reason why I say this is because there's a link here between Ben Weston and Reg.
There is.
Now, I'm only just saying this because, do you remember, Ben admitted to driving a white van. And he was in the same area, a similar area to where Reg was last seen.
I think on the internet, actually, Ben did say he wanted a ransom.
He wanted a ransom.
But he could have been hacked.
Good point.
Or he could be joking.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
could.
We don't know.
Ben's also been in touch for snore or farts.
Has he really?
Which sounds like this, of course. Ben says, it's blatantly a massive piggy snore. Kaboom, what do I win? Well, we're not telling you yet.
No.
If you're right or wrong.
No.
Also, Claire and Roy in Skipson reckons it's a snore, as does Louise in Peterborough. Meanwhile, in the fart camp... Never thought I'd say that, really.
Yeah.
Head to a camp fart.
Billy in Liverpool, Marina in Kent, Susan in Bristol, and Tom and Lisa in Bournemouth all going for farts.
So it's about equal, isn't it?
It is equal. I love that name, Marina. I love that. Marina.
No, Aquamarina.
It was Marina, wasn't it? I love that.
Kind of, it just reminds me of the smell of fish.
I think it's a bit wet.
Yes.
Love that. Love the opening title.
What was the TV show again? It
it wasn't Joe 90.
No.
McAvoy.
No, it was one of the puppet things where it went under the water.
Yes.
Wet puppet.
It was a wet puppet, wasn't it?
Yeah, answers in our postcard.
Yeah, I can't think of
to
it.
To helloanytimepodcast.com.
Oh, yes, I haven't given the email again. Yes. So if you want to email the show at any particular time, then it's always fabulous to hear from you. And as Yvette just said, it's
helloanytimepodcast.com.
You went into a bit of Brucey then. You didn't realise you did it, but you did.
I know. I could hear it.
Hey, Christmas is coming very soon.
It is.
So you know what's going to happen around Christmas time, don't you?
What?
Every year you come with your cards.
Oh, yes.
Does he?
I always come with my cards. He comes with his cards.
My big cards.
We need you to arrive to the Christmas party that is at Mean and Carl's. Mean? Is it Mean Carl's house?
Very nice.
Yes, we like it, don't we? Yeah, I think you should stay over, have plenty to drink, and bring your cards.
Oh, what a treat.
I know.
Cigars and alcohol.
Christmas week.
Yes, I like that.
We can go outside and sit in the shed, just you and me.
Yeah.
And the pond will be finished, so the lights will be out there. We'll just literally get absolutely cracked off.
Brilliant. I'm in. Is that a car I can hear?
It is a car, it is. Yeah. It sounds like a marina.
Brilliant, so
Reg must be...
He must be back, yes. Are you not going to go out and meet Diddy this time now?
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, okay then. And hang on, there's a knock at the door already. Yvette, you answer it.
Okay.
What's that?
He's run off.
Is Diddy gone? Can I not go see him?
Yeah. It's a letter.
Diddy's just... Oh, Reg must not be here then.
Urgent. Please call this number. Love and shit, Reg.
Oh. Ring it.
Ring the number.
Ring
the goddamn number. Let's see what the bastard's up to.
Tell me, for a week he's been still not available. Do you think he's still kidnapped?
What the hell? That's going on. Oh, fuck, that hurts. Hey, hang on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck it out. get the fuck out, you bastard. Oh, fuck it out, that hurts. Coming out.
Reg?
Hello?
Hey, who's there?
It's Yvette and Glenn.
Hello, Reg.
Oh, hey, I need them suck. They've got me so bad. It's terrible here. They're feeding me food. I've had a curry and I've just got rid of it. There's more coming. Hold on. Oh, shit. You fucking bastard. Oh, fuck.
Ow. Sounds like they have an eagle going on there, Reg.
Fuck. That, oh shit, that fucking hurts. I'm not gonna be able to wipe that. No wet wipes here. There's no fucking wet wipes here. So, none. They treat me so bad. Oh, I'd love to soothe that. I'm gonna have to straddle myself over a tap.
Oh.
Reg, where are you? We miss you. Are you alright?
No, I need some help. I can't raise my voice too much. They're treating me terrible here. Yesterday, I had my starters. They fed me crap food. Started with volivores. Volivores?
Volivores?
They were cold. Cold. They're cold.
Were they alright? And then cold?
After that, they had some scrappy beef Wellington. The guy spent all day making it and it was shite. I like mine medium. He did it full. Fucking hardcore fucking birds off your cunt fucking shit. done. He fucking did. And do you know what? They fucking served white wine, not fucking red wine.
Well, it sounds to me like you're having...
Bastards, they're fucking bastards.
Reg, it sounds to me like you're having a nice time if you've been fed all this lovely
terrible,
food.
It's terrible, Eva. Ivy. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Do you know why?
Why?
They put me into psychic slavery.
What do you mean?
What's this?
I'm a state they have. I don't know where I am. They put a bag over my head and they take me to the end of a pier in the day. They chain me to a table and a little ball, a little crystal ball. They see me and I've got to do dreams.
Bloody hell, oh my God. My money. I've got to ask you, Reg, do you see a way out of this?
No, because it's the wrong crystal ball. It's not a real crystal ball, the one I used.
Oh, good answer.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Oh.
It's terrible. It's you know, psychic slavery is a thing. People don't think it is, but it is a thing, and I'm stuck in the middle of it, and I can't get out. I need everyone out there. Everyone out there. Hold on one second. No, a fucking Chardonnay, you twat. No, not a Rioja. Eh? A Chardonnay. We're having fish. Kidnappers don't know how to treat people. It's hell here. It's fucking hell.
Or, Reg, do you know which pier you're at?
Hang on one second. No, you do not fucking put silk sheets in the dryer.
Silk sheets.
You steam them and you let them hang. Right, great.
Reg, do you know which...
Reg, I need everyone else there to go to the end of a pier. I need them to find a pier.
I know, but which pier are you at? Do you know?
Sorry?
Do you know which pier you're at?
If I fucking knew which pair I was at, I'd have told you, wouldn't I, you stupid cow? Fucking hell.
Can you not use your psychic abilities to tell us which pair you're at?
Oh, it's they know. They put this... They made a psychic block helmet out of milk pot bottles.
Right, so you're wearing a psychic block helmet. And yeah, you've been given the wrong crystal ball.
No, what they do is they put that on my head and then they put a wig over the top. And I look like a cunt, but it works for them.
Well, we've been given a ransom note. We don't know, but are you aware of they're asking for money, but I don't really know how much they want. Do you know?
I don't know, because I've got me built milk top bottle head on.
Oh, you need to take it off and find out.
I can't take it off. My rings get in the way.
It's an excuse for everything, have you noticed?
I know, what's going on here?
This is very strange.
It does, yeah.
Reg, we better let you back before the kidnappers cotton on to the fact
that... Hold on. Oh, so don't you touch my face. Don't you... They're going to electrocute me. Oh, sorry, you're going to rub them. Oh, okay. No, that's fucking... No, that's hand moisturiser, you bastard. I've got to go. They're going to try and moisturise my feet with hand moisturiser. It's not going to work. You bastards, leave me alone. Leave me alone. All right. I need help. All right, somebody Rich. Fucking help me.
Sounds like he's really...
Where is he? In a bloody spa or something?
Sounds like he's having a great time, doesn't it?
As
usual. Yeah.
I think there's something very suspicious going on here.
It sounds a bit dodgy to
it
me.
Sounds it like... I'm sus. Not saying that Reg would do this.
Yeah.
But do you think that Reg could possibly in on this, could possibly be in on this and wanting to get money from us?
And faking his own kidnapping.
Yes.
Well, you're telling me that you believe a psychic would fake some type of...
Event.
Some psychics. For their own personal gain.
Yeah, I've got a sneaky suspicion, and I'm not psychic.
But no, I think he's been kidnapped. He sounds like he's... You have a different idea of about Reg. And
yeah,
I do. I think he sounds like he's obviously been kidnapped. He's being held against his will.
That's dubious.
Yeah, but how many times... Psychic slavery. Darling, how many times have we been taken in by certain mediums in the past?
I would say certainly more than once.
Yes.
So... I'm very dubious.
Yes,
and cautious.
I am. Something for us to mull over for the next 7 days.
Yes,
perhaps.
Let's see how he. I mean, the fact is,
right,
he's having Chardonnay
as you like.
And volleyballs and all of that, and moisturising on his face.
If anyone is listening to this, please help Reg. Go to your, if you've got a peer near you, go there. If there's a tent at the end and there's an angry a scouser in there, it could be Reg. Free him.
Send us pictures of your peers.
Yes.
If there's one near
free
you.
Reg.
Free Reg.
We need a free Reg today.
Hashtag free Reg.
Hashtag free Reg.
We peer pictures. Thank you very much. That's your homework for this week.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
That's
hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Well, as always.
Actually, also, if you see Reg, let us know.
Yeah.
Because you might spot him. Tell us where you saw
him. We've seen the Morris Marina on various locations this week.
We certainly have. And did he shot off very quickly?
I know.
It was a bit weird watching a very small man limping away.
was he greased?
I don't know, but it was very strange. It was an odd thing. It was like a really bad dream.
I didn't ever expect for him to sound like that. I've never heard his voice
for.
It was weird, wasn't it?
It was weird.
He's not. Don't get me wrong. I don't know him. I've never. But it's the first time I've come face to face with a little munchkin.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time to say goodbye now.
Oh, about time.
I know. Me and my moustache are waving. Goodbye.
Right, we'll catch you next week. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.